Hi everyone, welcome to OMG Stop. I'm Krista.
I'm Jamie.
And welcome to another episode, friends. Today we are talking about our favorite New York City hotspots, life spots, things to do, see, favorites that Jamie and I want to share that you guys will appreciate knowing.
Yeah, you guys loved our New York episode, and some of these places are unfortunately closed either pre-pandemic or during the pandemic, but we just thought it'd be really fun to talk about all of our favorite places. We've mentioned some of these in past episodes, and we thought maybe we'd actually give you a whole list of them, and maybe next time you're in New York, you can go visit some.
We're giving you a full guide, guys. Take some notes right here. And we try to keep a variety of either spots that Jamie and I have gone to together before, some food, some drink, some just maybe shops to check out, et cetera. And Jamie will have some more stuff too, if not sites to see. Again, because she'll know probably better than me about what's open or closed because some things I may not have realized because I haven't lived there the last 3 years. So a lot also has changed, you guys, per last year of 2020 of businesses. That's a global thing, I feel like, maybe more nationally, but in general. So we'll do our best to make sure they're still relevant, but we're still going to share a bunch.
Yeah. Should we start off with like a theme? Do we want to do like food places
Ooh.
first,
Oh,
Jamie?
Jamie, that's like so
I have
organized.
more food places than anything on my list, to be frank, because that's all you do in New York City is eat and walk.
And walk. I'm obsessed. Okay, Jamie, yeah, you start first, then we'll do food, and I'll make sure I'm like
Okay.
looking because I've got a lot of food
So
stuff
I
too.
think one of mine and Krista's favorite places is Brooklyn Bagel. I've been
Hey.
craving a Brooklyn bagel. Unfortunately, they don't have locations near my apartment, but I'm very tempted to walk to one of them at one of these days. Guys, these bagels are the shit. We used to go to Brooklyn Bagel all the time because there is one right by FIT on 8th Avenue, and it is just the best. They're also open like really late at night to like 9 o'clock. Like Kristen and I went really late once and got bagels for dinner. And yeah. But oh, they're just so good. They're also in Astoria, right? So
Yes, it's a great location, guys. Pretty close to, I don't live there now, so I can tell you guys. When I was in Astoria, I was off Broadway, and it's right up, guys. I think it's like 31st Ave kind of thing. There's a ton of food. It's right up there. And they also think they have another location off of Ditmars. So, fun fact in parts of Astoria. But,
yeah.
Jamie, it's so worth it for you to walk across, though, there.
Yeah. Well, they also have an East Village location.
Dude, that too. Wait, I didn't even realize that. They keep expanding,
So
probably, or maybe I just
I
never
could
got to.
walk down there.
I
Yeah.
mean, fun. You guys, it's always worth it to walk to food, okay? Jamie, I think I told you before, like another little shout out, guys. This is not Jamie, maybe when we share, but even though I worked at Billy's Bakery and I love their cupcakes the best, I tried, no exaggeration, probably like 89% of the cupcakes in New York City at the time when I was in the city. Molly's Cupcakes is also great on Bleecker Street, Jamie.
Oh
They have a
my God,
swing in
I
there.
forgot
One of
about Molly's.
my.
Yes. Yes, they have swing seats.
Dude, okay, so like, guys, everyone, side Jimmy, side shout out to Bleecker Street, guys. I'm a big Bleecker Street fan. I used to walk Jimmy down 7th Ave South when I was like, living obviously on campus. You and I are also in
Same.
Kauffman. Dude, like, love it. Oh, hello, happiness.
Molly's is amazing.
You guys, they're fun, but also if they have unique flavors, it's like a cute atmosphere. It's well
Yeah, they have a
designed.
cookie dough cupcake that has literal like cookie dough in it.
I didn't even know. I love that you remember that. But also, guys, they're right nearby. So, a lot of cute, like, there's Davis Tea used to be around there. I used to love that Davis Tea. I'd go there with a lot of friends from
Yeah,
school and stuff
Grom
like that.
Gelato is down there too.
Yes. Jimmy, a lot of cute record shops, guys, are also right near there, too. Fun fact, they used to
Oh,
explore
the
a
meatball
lot.
shop. That's another good food place.
Hello, Ding Ding. Meatball Shop, also, guys, they're located in multiple different neighborhoods. So, I think they're also, Jamie, in Brooklyn, to my knowledge.
I think so. You know what? I was actually thinking the other night of ordering dinner from one of their locations to be delivered.
Why not? My friend, that's so worth it.
Guys,
You guys.
Meatball Shop makes the best sangria.
Okay, Jamie, also can we shout out the fact that like Meatball Shop guys beyond also they do really good desserts. Fun fact. I feel like I've done like a couple different desserts there. Because
Yeah,
Jamie, they
they
have
do the ice cream sandwich cookie thing.
Yes! Oh my God. Stop it.
But guys,
I miss life.
their balls are balls. Their balls are so good.
Your balls are banging, okay? Like it's the best damn balls. Jamie, the
And
cutie
they
that
make great mashed potatoes for some reason.
Wait, I love that. I never have I gotten you got that as like one of your sides with like
Yeah.
the coffee. You guys, the cool thing is okay, friends. We needed to Jamie like I guess like only like a mini deep dive about meatball shop, guys. You can literally get, I'm saying like basically meatballs and anything, slash they have a lot of unique balls, you guys. They have ones who I'm not sure if they offer a vegan option, but I know they had a vegetarian option at the time. Oh,
They
they do.
have a vegan one.
Okay. So I think as they try to kind of, kind of like suit many different dietary needs. fact that, guys, you can have, you know, your balls just like as they are. You can have them on top of spaghetti. You can have them like on the side of different salads. Like they have fun combos like that. You can always change it up. You always have ball specials, guys. They've done like some fun kind of like pesto or veggie or something weird. It's like
they do like pizza balls.
Yes. And you guys, oh my God, yes, Jimmy. And you choose your own sauce, friend. So the fun thing is literally you make the ball yourself. Like you don't, but like you get to customize kind of like the meat or protein source and yeah. the sauce, which is yeah. so helpful.
Like maybe you want pesto instead of marinara. Their pesto sauce is really good. That's what my mom used to do because my mom doesn't like red sauce. So she would get like a chicken based meatball with pesto sauce.
I've had it before. I took my family there, guys. And also, Jimmy, glad you mentioned your mom. It's a great, guys. I think also like a family or crowd pleaser with friends. Like yeah. Jimmy and I have gone there with friends, guys. I've gone there. Never had a date there, actually. Fun fact, but it'd be a cute date spot, actually. Too, I had fun a date fact. There. Oh, cute. Jamie, way cute. I like this. I've never been there for a date, but I'm into it. I've been to like, oh God, I went to some other random place, like odd bougie places, Upper West.
There's also a good place down there. I think it's on Greenwich. I know the meatball shop is on Greenwich Street, Ranch Avenue, whatever it is down yeah. there. Leaker. But there's, I think it's called like Baker & Co. I've been there before with friends and they're known for like their drinks and they make this like amazing mac and cheese, but it's in that area of like Greenwich Village.
Wow. Jamie, obsessed with you for many reasons, but the fact that you said mac and cheese, you guys also, Smack. Jamie, have you ever gone to Smack or no?
There used to be one near in my neighborhood and they closed.
Yes. Okay, guys. So Smack, again, probably an RIP situation. I used to go there, Jamie, only on rare
They're in the East Village still.
Maybe that's where I've been before. Yes. A friend took me there in college and I was like, you guys, it's, again, similar meatball shop, same but different. That's the beauty of New York to me, right? It's like you go to these places where, yeah, it's like simple. It's meatballs. It's mac and cheese. But you guys, the fact that it's, A, Jamie, it's like takeout, not like a restaurant. I mean, takeout, I'm saying, I feel like it's like a quick service, the way Smack is. You know what I mean? You kind of order,
yes.
you get your number, you sit down. You guys, you customize it again. You can do gluten-free noodles, I believe. You choose kind of like a lot of different concoctions. If you want like a very simple mac, go with it. They have a lot of different kind of like meat lovers kind, like fun beef kind. They have a cool like Indian one too, Cool Beans, I believe. The founder, Jamie.
A couple who founded it. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. I think so. I think that's why I think the couple that founded it, I believe they're, if not Indian, they kind of like are from that kind of region. So they have like cool spices in some of their mac variations too. So
and they make it in like a cast iron pan.
You got to bake it, guys. You got to bake it. Because here's the thing. I make mac and cheese at home. I haven't very often. But like growing up, it was like a box situation, which is like kosh, but like not the best way to go. You guys, it's a cast iron pan. It's like a buffalo one. Okay, now I'm getting
that's hungry. A good place to go if you've had like a really bad day at work and you're like, I just want to eat junk food. Like, wait, that's the place to go.
Isn't that sad, Jimmy? Because I've been that way one time. Like I said, I've been
that way with Shake Shack multiple times.
Speaking of Shake Shack, guys, Jimmy, can we highlight the fact that Shake Shack in what's it called is like the best one ever?
The one in Madison Square Park.
Thank you, Madison Square Park. It's like a random park that's underappreciated.
They do a lot of exclusives there too.
True. Jamie, what is it? I told you some of the shakes are really good, but also what is it they have? They have a different name for that.
The frozen custard.
Thank you. I used to go, Jamie, a lot when I lived in Hell's Kitchen. The one that's like right on 8th Avenue.
Oh, the one near Times Square. Yeah, yeah,
yes.
That one's it's like crazy. It's
like Times Square kind of Hershey. It's kind of like, I feel like in between that area. You know what I mean? It kind of near that couple
Cabana
restaurant.
It's like where the theater district. And Times Square and Hell's Kitchen like all meet.
Yes. But I kind of like that area because it's like a cute little thing.
Speaking of that, do you remember Annabelle's?
Okay, wait, brunch spot? Dude, pizza! Okay, oh my God, stop. Yes, I remember this place. I've been there before with you and, you know, our other friend. And then also been there for another friend of mine. And
like, I went there for a work dinner. It was really fun, too.
You've had, like, Jimmy, I feel like you've done, like, done other kind of
we
fun
We saw
things.
Andrew Rannells.
Yes! You guys, Jimmy, also Annabelle's. I love that you mentioned that. Thank you, because you guys.
I don't know if it's still open.
Jamie, I feel like it's a great shout out because you guys, it used to be kind of like, it's a very, not hidden, Jimmy, but I feel like it's in Hell's Kitchen, right? So it's like, you know, I love Hell's Kitchen, but
under the radar.
Yeah, under the radar because there's a lot of construction, guys, in Hell's Kitchen. Maybe even more so now.
Constant construction in Hell's Kitchen.
But that's why you live between 10th and 11th, like I did, and like you're not like near the construction zone. You know what I mean? The West Side Highway for runs and like, you know, a donut shop that I never went to, but I like should have. But Annabelle's Jimmy thing also is cute because you wouldn't like go there and be like, oh, it's pizza shop, but people are always there. It was always hot popping. It always smelled good. And it was a good pizza for the price, like a good
one. And they made a lot of unique pizzas too. And it was really good, like brick oven.
They probably did pasta, Jamie. Pasta, maybe we just didn't do pasta.
I had pasta, but it reminds me a lot of Patsy's, which I also have on my list. Patsy's Pizzeria.
Never been there.
Patsy's is so good. They used to have a lot more locations in the city. They've closed a few here and there. Like there used to be one near NYU, but there's one near Bloomingdale's. There's actually one in my neighborhood, but they make amazing brick oven pizzas. Whenever I would have friends over, I would go there and I'd be like, oh, do you want to share a pizza? In fact, I was thinking of maybe like taking one out because you can get a lot of meals out of it, but they do pick up and stuff. They also make really good like grilled chicken dishes too. And really good penne alla vodka.
Oh, Jamie. Okay. So good. Yeah. Wait, also on the pizza note, hello, two things, Jamie. A, I'm not sure. I feel like you're not like a big fan of this. I feel like you're kind of like, man, I like artichoke pizza. Did you ever dabble in that?
Yes. I went to artichoke like twice, but I had like their regular pizza, not the artichoke.
That's why. I feel like you're not an artichoke fan. That's why. I like artichoke guys and cheese. Friends, I'm not a drinker, like I said, but I know they always say.
And they're opening more locations around Manhattan and outside of Manhattan, artichoke.
Wait, good for them, because that's exciting. You guys, they're known for their like classic artichoke pizza. The place is called Artichoke Pizza, but Jamie said you can get other flavors of pizza there. I think, Jamie, I've actually never gotten anything but their artichoke pizza.
I've had their regular pizza, but it's like a $5 huge slice of pizza. It's huge.
You guys, like I said, I don't drink, but it's like they say it's great after you drink a lot to absorb a lot of stuff. I don't recommend it daily, guys, because there's a lot of shit and stuff in the pizza. It's like so much cheese, so much sauce.
Make your own.
Yes, make your own. But let me tell you, yeah, if you want artichokes, vegetables, you not get in the pizza, but like there's artichokes in the pizza. But the flavoring, like I used to, Jamie, and when we were in the dorms, junior year, when I was like Maria, Italia, Gina, I'll say their names because like, hey, friends. But we, Jamie, would order out a lot from artichoke because it was like only a little bit of waste from FIT, and we would get it during finals and get a big one to split, like a big ass pizza to split.
That's really smart.
I know. It's definitely, guys, like, if you get a whole pie, like, I don't know, you better have some friends to share. But this is, me and Gina did it a couple times, too. It was a lot of pizza. Leftovers for a while.
Yes. Yeah. Some other places, I think the other place that Krista and I have mentioned before, too, is The Smith. We're big fans of The Smith. It is just a great go-to restaurant. And during these times, they've been pretty OCD, I would say, with people coming in and out. They just do a great, great brunch. Really great drinks, really great food all around. Good place for dinner, good date place. You can always get a reservation, and they have so many locations around Manhattan. So it's really easy to find one.
Jimmy, definitely a great brunch spot if you didn't already say brunch. I think that's like, Lily, I feel like, I mean, you and I have done dinner there, but I feel like brunch is like what I've done there the most with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we've done both. Yeah, yeah. Penelope also a great brunch place. That's one of my favorite brunch places.
That was Penelope, guys. Sorry, I talked over Jamie during that. But Jamie, for The Smith, though, you back to that. Beyond it being, I feel like, you know, like you said about easy to reserve and stuff, you guys, and the fact that you've been there during COVID and you felt very safe, comfortable, which is so key right now, especially in the city. The fact that also, guys, when you have a big party, I feel like they also can accommodate that because most of the locations, you know, I mean, Jamie, I think I've been, told you to the Upper West, you and I have been that one, but together. I've also been to the one, I think in the East Village before a couple times.
Been to that one too.
Maybe you and I have. I can't remember if we went there before together. We could have, but I've been to that one a couple times too. And it's like,
yeah, my friend did a birthday dinner there actually, and they were very accommodating. I think they also do Thanksgiving dinners as well. So you can reserve a big group, but yeah, the one I went to during COVID, they were really good. Like, even if you dine outside, they take your temperature. They won't come to your table unless you have a mask on. So, yeah. And they just have a good variety, like a good menu, good variety. You
guys, I took my family there, Jamie, for Easter. When my family visited me and then I was living in the city for Easter. You guys, and my family, specifically two out of the three members that besides me are hella fucking picky, and they could find something they liked. So,
yeah, my mom was picky too, and she's found stuff that she – in fact, actually – I found out about The Smith, funny story, when I was in London, my parents and my mom's friend and her daughter were visiting New York, and they went there for lunch, and my parents loved it so much, they were like, we have to take you, and that's how I found out about it.
I feel like, Jamie, I learned about it from you. I feel like that's why, when you first picked it for our brunch spot, and we did our FIT thing, and it was so good. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So, this is like a side thing we said about pizza, one more little pizza shout out, not in Manhattan. You guys, if you're in Queens, I don't know if they're only in Astoria, but like Milk Flower Pizza. Jamie, I don't think you've ever had it, but the brand.
I've heard of them.
You guys, Milk Flower. Here's the thing. Aside from my family saying it's overpriced and not worth it, you guys, that's New York City in a nutshell, okay? The thing is, Milk Flower Pizza, guys, like I think it's like a local pizza shop. I'm not sure, but it's like a sit-down restaurant things. The cutest spot, A4 date. I don't think I've had a date there, but I would totally go there. I've been on there with friends a lot. It's a great place, guys. I've taken out before, brought to my apartment. It's located like right nearby with a really great Thai restaurant. I forgot the name of it. That was one of my favorite places to go to way too much. Right around the corner from my apartment. And Milk Flower Pizza, Jimmy, I think they've also been featured on some Food Network stuff or something.
I was gonna say they sound very familiar. Also, Roberta's Pizza is really good.
And see, I never tried that, Jimmy, because remember when we were with the crew, I feel like a little bit like, some other friends like Morgan, maybe Toby, I don't know. And weren't we, Jamie, in like Dumbo or so and like try to go to Roberta's and it was too long? Was that you and I together? That was not you and I
I've been
together.
to Roberta's with one of our friends, actually the one in Williamsburg. I went there, but I think we
Yeah.
went, didn't we go to the one that was in the Vanderbilt Food Hall at Grand Central?
Yes. Oh my God, Jimmy, I have been there. Yes, I've been to that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I
Yes,
used to
right.
take out from there sometimes.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Jimmy. We have gone there. I feel like it's more authentic in Brooklyn because that's like where I feel like it all like originated from.
Yeah,
But
it's
like,
kind of a weird restaurant in Brooklyn. It's like half inside, half outside. It's a weird
yes.
format, and it's in like an industrial part of Williamsburg. Like, I went there and I was like, I'm not into Williamsburg.
Wait, Jamie, but also, can we go, since we mentioned a food hall thing, can mention a few like similar shout outs? Jamie, you
Yeah.
said, A, I love that you mentioned Vanderbilt. I forgot what it was called, but that was great, guys. If you're in like the Murray Hill slash
It's
like,
literally behind Grand Central Station.
I mean, yeah, so it's like, what area is that even considered? I forgot. Just like
It's Midtown.
Midtown East.
It's Midtown.
Also, guys, Dough Donuts is in there, Jamie. And I used to grab that every once in a while after work. I believe they have a location in there.
Yeah,
Yes.
I think so. They
Dude,
changed the food vendors in there a
I'm
lot.
sorry, that could be changed, friends, but when they first opened
But I
up,
think they were in there. I like personally Donut Plant was my favorite.
Donut Plant also is, Jamie, you want to get on a donut fiend trip? Donut Plant, guys, is I mean the best one. I never went to their Grand Street location, have you? I've only gone to the one in
I've only been to
Chelsea.
the Chelsea one.
You guys, the interior design, Jamie, talk about being on brand. Donut pillows, the floor tiling, the bathroom. It is so fun in there. I just feel happy even before I eat anything. I enjoy an experiential place like that in the city, and I love Donut Plant especially. Dough Donuts is
Yeah.
also really fluffy too because they were also before you go over to Fifth Ave. You know what I mean? When you walk to me from
Yeah,
Central
Dough
to Fifth
Donuts
Ave.
is near another bakery, which RIP, City Bakery. City Bakery closed before the pandemic. There was a whole situation with their rent, and I think the guy who owned it or the landlord was like wacko. Some
I remember the
weird situation
signs.
happened.
People were
But
shocked.
guys, City Bakery used to have the best hot chocolate. It was like drinking liquid candy. And if you got a marshmallow, the marshmallow was gigantic. But they also used to make the best chocolate chip cookies. And they made something called a pretzel croissant that was like a mind fuck. Like you're eating it and you're saying, it's the texture of a croissant, but it tastes like I'm eating a soft pretzel. I don't understand. I also saw Eva Chen in there once and I was like freaking out.
Love that, Jamie. They also have, I think this is not like a big shout out, but I think, Jamie, I feel like I've either gotten like what's it called? Like an iced mocha or like an iced latte there before, I feel like, or like an iced tea, and it was always like pretty solid from City Bakery back in the day. Like fun little drinks, like
Yeah.
with my cookie. Like I said, Jamie was a big guys fan of the hot chocolate and the pretzel I'd never had before, the pretzel croissant, but the chocolate cookie guys, I used to go and yeah, I'd adventure hardcore for that and get two and gobble them up because something about the sugar that you think it's like a brown sugar variation. It's just so good. I want that for my wedding cake. I mean, I don't if there's other options that I have in my brain, but that's like that'd be so fun. It tastes so good. I'm so sad that they're closed, Jamie.
Yeah. And I just wanted to mention one other place that's kind of similar to the Smith
Keep
that's really
going.
good.
Yeah, keep
Okay. Well, I
going.
have another RIP place, which is the Cupping Room. That was in Soho. And it was a really cute little brunch place. And you could get like anything there. They almost had like diner food, but it was a little nicer than a diner. And they just recently closed, unfortunately.
Jimmy, I recognize the name, but like you have never been there, I don't think,
Oh,
at
it was
all.
really good. My mom and I used to go down there for brunch when we would like have a Soho day, and they used to make like giant omelets and sandwiches, and it was really delicious. And then I also want to mention the Penrose on the Upper East Side. It's a really good restaurant. They make really good drinks. They do brunch on the weekends, I think till like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They have outdoor dining, but it's just a really, really cute place. Very similar to the Smith in terms of menus and whatnot, but really good. I think they're on like Second Avenue and I think close to 83rd Street. But like if you go to the Met, that's a really good place to go after for dinner or something.
Oh, yeah, to be thinking of so many places right now. Would you mean, I guess while we're still staying kind of like food restaurant vibe, if you want to kind of keep in that like zone,
Sure.
I was thinking of also, guys, not Jimmy, I don't know if it's like a favorite of ours, but like I'm big on this place, and I know you and I had some fun times there. Max Brenner's guys, they are
Oh my
really
God, yes,
good.
absolutely.
It's a great, I guess you could say, I mean, they had a lot of specialties, right? They had like a Max Brenner separate chocolate portion of the restaurant, but you could get guys any meal there. Jamie and I think we did dinner there a handful of times, like for sure, like so
Yeah, I've
fun.
gone to the one in Boston too for
Wait, I
breakfast.
love that. Jamie,
Yeah, they do a great brunch.
dude, I never had, I think you and I discussed before. I feel like you said you tried it before, right? That big pizza they had, the dessert pizza they used to do.
I've had it like maybe, I don't even know if I've ever had it.
Maybe that was Giovanna. I'm sorry. She's had it before. I never did. I always want to try it because like I love marshmallows and chocolate and
I tried one
s'mores.
of their chocolate cocktails and I was not into it. I was like, this is
Oh,
gross.
I'm sorry. It's good, guys, for like food. Like if you want, just like I said, like
Yes.
I guess like you say what, like classic Americana with a twist kind of vibe, like dual prices, good
Yeah.
quality kind of
Yeah.
thing.
It's like they don't make it anymore. They used to make this amazing spicy tuna sandwich that was really
Oh.
good. But like it's good. It's just regular like American food. The presentation is really good and I feel like it's a good bang for your buck.
Near Union Square, guys,
And
I
I would
forgot to mention.
also,
Sorry. Near Union Square.
yeah. And I would like to recommend near the, so the actual, the guy, like his name isn't Max Brenner. I think his name is like Omar Brenner. He's Israeli.
Oh my
And
God, I didn't know this.
so he's not involved in the restaurant Max Brenner anymore, but he himself opened another little, like almost like coffee shop that's near Max Brenner on 13th Street in the village, called Blue Stripes Cacao. And it's so good. They have like, you can get actual coffee, but they have like chocolate mousse on tap, like frozen desserts. It is like a coffee shop, but with a chocolate twist. And
Jamie,
it's
what is
so
this
good.
place? I never been there before.
Yeah, it
What is this?
opened maybe like two years ago or so. It's
Why have I
really
not
good.
heard you mention before? Stop. Dude, I
Yeah.
would so be there. I love these things.
It's
That
really
sounds so
good.
good, Jamie. And then I was thinking, also, Jamie, another restaurant. Okay, guys, so a diner. Jamie loves diners. You know, guys, we like diners in general. It's great, especially in the city. Beyond the convenience of the hours, guys, the variety of the menu, especially with friends, like after dancing, go out and eat. Like, oh my God, so needed. The best diner, in my opinion, Jamie, I know you may be able to argue because you've been to a lot. My favorite diner, guys, the best one, the one that I've spent the majority of my time there in New York,
I
and
know, I feel like I know what you're gonna say.
yes, I know you're gonna say, you guys, I've literally taken, beyond like a lot of Jamie and I have been to other FIT friends of ours, and like other like friends in life, et cetera, like post-college, post-grad. I've taken, my pops have been there for my dad and I, my dad's dad, my grandfather's no longer with us, and then also my mom, dad, my sister have been there too, like family situation. Big Daddy's New York City diner, guys. Bow.
I knew
Jamie,
it.
their menu is ginormous. There's so many options. And dude, when have you ever had something that you were like, I don't need this? Like it's like a simple
I
choice.
can't eat there anymore because the last few times I ate there, their food was so greasy, my stomach couldn't handle it.
Wait, ew, what'd you get? I'm sorry, that's disgusting. Depends on what you got. Certain sandwiches, like the way it was, like,
I
ew.
think just like they, I mean, a lot of their food is like fried.
I know. It's not a healthy spot, friends.
It's so
Definitely like
good. Guys, if you want a really good milkshake, go here.
Jamie, their milkshakes. You guys, again, these are not places guys are saying to eat every day, okay? Like, this is not like,
They
I'll
serve
get
like
you.
hangover food.
I guess that's true. Jamie, that's true. But they also, I feel like, again, like I said, they have, Jamie, I feel like very simple, you know, club sandwiches, like certain like stacked things where it's like, you know, again, guys, like I said, when you have sometimes family coming in the city who they don't always want to try what the best things are to offer sometimes in New York, it's a good go-to. And they're located, Jamie, I guess, what do you consider that area? Near above Union Square, kind of Gramercy, but like not. Yeah, it is Gramercy.
Yeah, it's yeah, I guess it would be considered Gramercy Flatiron area-ish. No,
Yeah.
Nomad.
No.
Nomad?
Oh, kind of, yeah. Oh my God, Nomad. All my other spots are in Nomad. Love it. So good.
Yeah.
But yes, that's my other spot
It's
shout
on
out.
Park Avenue South.
Thank you. Yes. It's just, again, guys, everything, like, it's all walkable and it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's also if you have kids, that's a cute place to bring them to.
Ooh, I support you. Also, there's an upstairs. Like, I've been upstairs before too. They have like a second level.
Yeah.
And the TV's on, guys. And also, I think the key, Jamie, the fact that Billy Daddy's Diner, guys, why I think also is a cool thing because the fact that, Jamie, they have memorabilia, like 90s stuff, slash maybe 80s stuff everywhere. A lot of old school things like
Yeah.
on the wall, to by the bell stuff, like all these things that just like make you happy and kind of blissful and nostalgic. So depending on kind of generation and what you're into, it's like fun to see the old like toys and kind of old lunch boxes and that kind of stuff. It's kind of cute. So yeah.
Yeah. On that topic, I'm going to mention two kosher deli diner-ish places. Guys, I'm a big Ben's fan. I grew up with Ben's on Long Island. Ben's on 38th Street is where it's at. If you want actual good kosher food, if you want good deli tuna, that's the place to go. You want a giant matzo ball the size of your head, you go get matzo ball soup from Ben's. They'll put noodles in it for you too. That's on the west side. If you're on the east side, I highly recommend Sarge's. They're not kosher, but it's a Jewish style deli. Ben's is actually kosher. Like, you cannot get like a cheeseburger at Ben's because you can't mix meat and dairy in Jewish law. But Sarge's, you can. They're not kosher. They're also open till like 10 o'clock at night. They're really great. They, every time I get food delivered from them, it is super hot. It's so good. Also great matzo ball soup, great sandwiches, great knishes. So those are two of like my favorite-ish places.
And I've been there before with you, Jamie. It's great. I love that place. One for your birthday. That was so good. That was Ben's who went to, I believe.
That's all I want is kosher. Yeah. I used to get lunch from there too sometimes. I'd be like walk down there and be like, oh, I want some tuna.
Jamie, I guess on like a similar note, I mean, different but similar. Maybe it's not kosher. You would know, and I probably should know this, but I'm sorry if I don't want to mess this up. Cat's Delicatessen, Lower East Side.
See, I've only been to Cat's as once.
Okay, I've been there at least like 4 to 5 times.
Cat's is
not kosher.
Cat's is might be. I don't know if it is. I don't. Okay. I don't 100% know. Russ and Daughters probably is kosher. I don't know if Cat's is kosher.
Okay, Cats, you guys, Cats Delicatessen, those who don't know, it's definitely a hop hopping spot when it comes to late night food and things. I've been there if you're being out dancing a lot in Lower East Side or random times being out and about kind of with friends, different people, and you go there and get some food afterwards. And honestly, I heard about it thanks to some finance bros. So no credit
it's
to them.
It's a known like New York thing, yeah.
Dude, I haven't been there before.
Yeah, I've only been there once. If you guys wanted, because I don't like the Lower East Side, to be frank.
Jamie!
I just hate it.
I know you don't, but I know, but
they hate
it. Good spots to go out dancing to, though. So
that's the thing. They have really good restaurants there. but if you guys want to ever, you guys should look up on YouTube because the Lower East Side used to be very heavily Jewish populated. If you want, you should look up Jewish food tours, and Russ and Daughters is great. They're known for like their bagels and lox. Kozar's is down there. They started the Bialy. Katz's Deli is legendary. There's a lot of really legendary Jewish bakeries and eateries down there if you're looking for like something to do.
Jamie, I never knew that piece of information. I love you share because that's true. All those places, like I feel like they're all in that area. I never knew kind of like the origin of all that. A lot of different like Jewish owned. Oh, that's awesome businesses. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Jamie, didn't you and I go to Russ and Daughters before? I feel like we did before with Morgan.
I've never been actually to Russ and Daughters.
Maybe I didn't go there, but
well, Russ and Daughters also has two different places. So there's the actual restaurant, which does brunch, and then there's the actual like takeout deli.
There were some place Jamie, you, I, and someone else like went somewhere in that vicinity of a neighborhood to some like oddball spot that was not the best food. Was it not with you? Maybe a bunch of Russ and Daughters was some FIT friends. I'm sorry it was not you, the AMC crew. I'm sorry. It wasn't my favorite, but it's also
good,
like.
I have a good cheap eats restaurant to mention.
Ooh, what do you mean? What
Dallas
is
Barbecue.
Hey!
Guys, I'm barbecue up on Dallas BBQ. Like this place is, and they're in Queens too.
You did not know. Oh, wait, I knew that, but I forgot.
Guys, yes. Dallas Barbecue is the shit. Like you can get a full meal there for $10, and you get like cornbread and chicken and rice or French fries. It is so good. They have amazing burgers, and they also make a good veggie burger. If you want like a really good alcoholic drink, they have these insanely huge alcoholic like margaritas and stuff. They're insane. It's so good, but it's like really affordable.
Jamie, my favorite barbecue spot though, guys, I mean, I guess it's not like a cheap spot, but it's just like such good barbecue, guys. I mean, it's not like the bougie barbecue. Like there's some of those in the city too. Located, Jamie, in Astoria, right around the corner from my old apartment, the Strand Smokehouse. You guys, the best, Jamie, baked mac and cheese balls, my friend. Like literally like meatball size macaroni and cheese balls baked. Again, guys, they're not healthy options, but we're going to give you the health section next. I used to get Jamie also like really good, either like baby back ribs kind of thing. You can get kind of like a small portion, like, you know, like a half rack, whatever, kind of all customized to your liking. You know what I mean? Like a side of coleslaw, mac and cheese, whatever you wanted to get. Other kind of veggies. Right on the corner of my apartment, they were so good. They were open late, convenience because I'd get off the subway from dancing. I'd get mac and cheese balls. They were oftentimes sold out, but sometimes they weren't. Dude, so good. Best recovery after you've been dancing and sweating your butt off. So fun. They just had good food. Like I said, I feel like it's like very customizable and like you can adjust your portions. And they had live music there. So fun.
Interesting.
I love that live band. Yeah, because it was like an open, kind of like a half open, you know what I mean? Kind of like open air seating kind of thing. So it was good vibe, except for obviously in the winter. But really great space. I mean, it's very much kind of like big, like food hall kind of like layout. I'm saying a big long table. See what I mean?
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude, super cute. There's another place I'm thinking of too that I know is like really well known for barbecue. I've been to before a couple times. They have a location Upper East. I've been to it before with Giovanna so many times and I can't think of the name, but it's not the Strand Smokehouse like I went to in Astoria and I just recommended, but some other well-known place that it can, maybe not dinosaur. It's like something else that's very popular and it's Upper East and it's a good barbecue spot to kind of grab and sit with friends. Like a kind of like what's it called? Like a fast casual kind of thing.
Nice.
Like Dallas BBQ.
Nice. I
Gotta
also
love
have some
that.
fancy places to mention.
Oh, Jamie, you go for that. You, I gotta have the health spots. You go for fancy.
Okay. So I'll go for fancy. Guys, if you want good afternoon tea, I highly recommend the Crosby Street Hotel or the Plaza. If I'm being honest, the Plaza is just like so good. Yeah, that is like the ultimate afternoon tea. But the Crosby Street Hotel, if you want to save a lot of money, there's also the Whitby Hotel, which is near the Plaza, that is owned by the same hospitality group. And their tea, I think, is like $40 a person, where the Plaza, it's almost like $70 a person. And it's just as good at the Crosby Street Hotel or the Whitby. It's awesome. They're owned by Ferndale Hotels. I also wanted to mention, obviously, you guys know I love the Polo Bar. I've talked about it a million times. It is just the best experience. But I also want to mention, if you want a similar experience, Union Square Cafe is really great, and they have been open during this time. I think they're owned by Danny Meyer.
I think so.
It's
Yep.
a no tipping restaurant, which is really interesting. So you do pay a little more, but the workers are supposed to be paid a fair wage, and they have that way, like, there isn't just one person helping you, there's like a whole staff attending to you. The food is delicious, the service is great. I found it very easy to get a reservation, and it was just a really lovely experience when my mom and I went.
Yeah, I've been there before with my Irish friend, Alan. Love him, one of my PR friends. He recommended me. I never been there before until he mentioned it one time before I left the city. And like we went there right before I moved actually for dinner. It was like our cute kind of like goodbye, like friend dinner kind of thing. But oh, so good. But question you, did you used to get Jamie like tea and crumpets or like just tea? Not like cute little biscuits or like treats when you go to the Plaza or Crosby Street? Is it just tea when you go?
No, have you ever been to afternoon tea?
I never been to any of that. Or Russian
Oh,
tea or
no.
Jamie or
Afternoon
the
tea is an experience. So
Jamie,
you
I never
go.
did. And the Russian tea, have you ever been to like, was it Russian tea room or
I've never
something?
been to the Russian tea room, but some people prefer Russian tea room. So when you do afternoon tea, you get a tea tray. Okay. Crystal, you worked at Alice's Tea Cup.
Yes, that's why I didn't go to these bougie places. I was working it, yo. I wasn't like dining.
I've done afternoon tea there too. But okay. So you get it. So it's a three-tier tray. And you
Oh, like
pick.
Alice's you would do. Oh, but yeah, but it's like
Yes.
elevated, dude. Jamie, I've never as a customer or consumer like even ate at Alice's. I've only ate there as a staff member.
Okay.
Dude,
So
yeah.
the way afternoon tea works, if you guys have never done it, is you do get to pick your own tea or coffee. Usually they serve it to you in an actual like serve yourself in a way. And usually you get like sugar cubes and it's like freshly loose leaf tea. And then you get an actual tea tray or tower. And the top is usually, it depends. So the top is usually like scones, or sometimes it's desserts. It depends per restaurant, but one tier is usually scones with jam and butter. The middle tray is usually actual tea sandwiches. And then the bottom layer is usually like your dessert portion. So that's how you, so it's like lunch actually in a way.
Jamie, sorry, I never knew you yelled there. I mean, A, dude, I'm very familiar with that because working a brunch at Alice's Teacup, guys, is also a great shout-out place, Alice's Teacup. They used to be Upper West, Upper East. I'm not sure if they still are both locations. They had two East Side locations, and one of them was like no longer operating. Chapter two was in, or chapter three is kind of like the reservation spot where Amy Schumer was in for Trainwreck. She filmed it there, fun fact. My friends were working there when that happened. But I used to work at Chapter One. And Jimmy, yeah, I'm familiar with all the tea and scones and jams, and I have consumed all that in tea. And like, but I've never like, that's so cute that you've done that at those places. That's so fun. Oh, I never did that. I really should have. I never feel
Yeah.
like I
And then
had the
some
option.
people get like champagne with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but afternoon tea is like the shiz.
Dude, such a good
And if you're in
shout out.
London, Ferndale owns a lot. That's actually how I like found it, because Ferndale owns a lot of the London. They're a British-based company.
Yeah.
I've done it at the Soho Hotel in London and it was just as good. So, yeah.
Stop. I love
My
those
dad even
stories.
likes afternoon tea. My dad like got into it too.
Jamie, that's amazing. Wait, oh my
That's a
God.
fun thing to do with relatives,
That's
if
not
you like,
fair.
if you know a fancy hotel that does it. So anyway,
Jamie,
let's go into healthy stuff.
that's such a cute shout out though. Stop it. I'm so glad you mentioned it. Dude, oh my God. Well, also because I've been in the Russian tea room for like a sales meeting because I was like pitching them for when I worked at BizBash, I can say. I'm not there anymore. So yeah. But
Interesting.
yeah, dude, I used to like go to venues all the time and like I got a tour of what was it? The really bougie hotel in Brooklyn. That's like kind of small,
Oh,
not
one hotel?
no, Jamie. No. It's like similar, but is it W or like
The
not the
Vale?
Worth? The William
The William
Vale.
Vale?
Jimmy. Maybe it was William Vale, something like that. There was some place in there that like I had like a meeting there, and it's like, yeah, it was going out on these like sales calls and stuff. So I had really cool clients, but it's like, dude, I took up on these weren't not my clients I had gained. It was like from the previous account executive that I've taken over from. But I got to go to some cool places and get like a whole tour of their private venue and everything, and like try to sell
Nice.
it. But yeah, Russian Tea Room is gorgeous in there, Jamie. Anyways, sorry, shout out. But yes, okay, healthy spots. Jimmy, some of these I think you're also like connected to, but I'm not sure your thoughts about all these places. Okay, guys, a few little like healthy places in the city that much go to much love. Okay, many places here. Cha Cha Matcha, love Cha Cha. Okay, big fan because I like matcha in general and they're a great spot. However, the thing is, like, people I think oftentimes just go there because it's like cute to take a picture inside. You guys, they actually have really good drinks though, okay? So, like, keep it moving. Don't go up the line. I'm just kidding. But,
Yeah.
they, Jimmy, I'm saying beyond, I'm saying just like classic matcha guys, they I feel like have beyond a really good social media presence. They I feel like also, maybe Jimmy, now I'm not sure the difference. I haven't been there again. I said 3 years, but they used to also have an office. You know, beyond they opened up when I think it's like, closest FIT, but it's like past in Chelsea, where I was working at
Yeah.
BizBash near the offices. And I think they also have like some ones downtown, but I've always been to the one like right
They
there.
have a little one by Bryant Park now.
Yes, that's oh my God. Okay, yes. Remember them trying to probably expand a lot more. Oh, Bryant Park also size shout out for food and stuff we can get to just like the holiday markets. But Cha Cha Matcha, Jamie, I think also is great because they also guys sometimes will have like fun different. I feel like non-matcha drinks too, kind of like different specialty. They'll have like a sunset pretty drink of different things in it too. I love that.
They have soft serve too.
Yes, and that I have not tried, but I feel like that'd be amazing. I feel like I would go other places for like soft serve. You know what I mean? So I just didn't get that there, but I love that. And that whole area, guys, actually, I mean, where Cha Cha is, it's like a great guys spot. I feel like Nomad in general, where a lot of health and kind of health and wellness centered places are, and it's beautiful. So I love that area and general neighborhood. But also, guys, fun fact, Jamie, for health stuff, I mean, Jamie and I both love guys. Juice Generation, great big fan.
Oh
Juice
my God, I was
Gen, guys.
craving it yesterday, but none of them were open.
What do you mean? Why weren't they
They don't,
open?
a lot of them don't stay open on the weekends anymore.
That
But I really
is
wanted one. I really wanted a smoothie.
wow. Okay, Jamie, beyond them, guys, the best smoothies, Juice Generation. A, they have locations basically, I feel like in every neighborhood, Jamie. At least used to, maybe they don't anymore, but I know they're Upper West for sure, near Alice's. They have some, near Midtown East for sure, they have a couple
There's
locations
one in the
there.
Garment District now.
Stop. Because, oh, because
Yeah, that's
Jamba, of
been there.
course. Because RIP to Jamba Juice in college, too much sugar, but even still, like, I used to.
Oh yeah. Jamba Juice was like drinking a milkshake.
Dude, I used to live on Jamba in college. Like, so
Same.
many, Jamie, because we were right next door to it. It was like, you guys, it was literally like
And
a
there was
three.
one in Penn Station. So when I was working, I would like get a smoothie before going home.
Yes, that's the thing, friends. Like, a side health tip again. Smoothies, guys, it depends on how you balance it out. That's why, like, in my ebook I released, it's like not all just like fruit. It's like
You know
only
what,
like.
Krista? Maybe after this, maybe I'll take my walk towards the one that I know that's open and treat myself.
Do that. Yeah, awesome. We love Juice Gen. I love, guys, honestly, their smoothie bowls. I used to live on that when I was like in between jobs and trying to figure out my life. And I was like, this fulfills me in so many ways because it's happy and healthy and it's beautiful and aesthetically pleasing. Love Generation. Another place, Jamie, what's it called? Something in the juice. Jamie, Joe in the
Joan the
juice.
Juice.
Joe, thank you. That's a great
They have
spot too.
unfortunately closed. So it's a good thing you brought that up. I think they overexpanded and they ended up recently having to close quite a bit of locations in the city.
You know what? I believe it because, Jamie, I feel like they opened up right before I moved, maybe. I feel like they had a location. And they always had, like, again, guys, a lot of just, like, really fresh juice. And it was kind of like, here's the thing, Jamie. I feel like, guys, compared to Juice Generation, it was, like, smaller size, Jamie, for still really expensive. Yes, I get it. I know, guys, it costs a lot. And I understand, so you also, like, I used to work at a juice shop here also in Vermont. You guys, it takes a lot of produce to create a fresh pressed juice, okay? So, like, I understand that. But still, they expanded to me really fast.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, even their coffee was very expensive.
Oh yeah, because you would get that there too.
Yeah, sometimes I would go in there and get like they used to have really good espresso, but their coffee was also very expensive for what you got.
Yeah. Wait, speaking of that, let's go into the coffee stuff, Jamie. Hello. I still, guys, am a big fan of Fika. I used to work at Fika Espresso Bar because also they
R.I.P.
Jimmy, did they close all the locations?
I'm pretty sure they're like not existent in New York anymore.
I told you I'm not surprised because you guys, I know from being on the back end there for several months before I got my job at Women's Health Magazine, and I had the greatest coworkers and great humans I met there that like I was in touch with for the longest time and used to like hang out with. Jamie, they were never good at managing money, fun fact. So behind the scenes, I'm not surprised. They too expanded too fast. That's the thing, guys, especially in a city like New York. Here's the thing, guys. That's for any kind of business. Like, this is why a business brain is very helpful when you develop a business. Like, you're going to have money, be creative, but you know what? If you don't have, like, the business mentality of, like, left-brained operational, things aren't going to, like, sustain over a long period of time. Especially, Jamie, in New York City where it's so competitive also to have a new coffee shop because there's so many options. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I'm happy okay, right, happy you brought up coffee. I love coffee.
Yes, Jamie, I'm sure you have tons. But also, guys, they used to have like really good chocolates, I'm saying, and I loved it because, Jamie, I first had, oh my God, a dirty chai. I first had dirty chai when I worked at Fika, and I'm obsessed with dirty chais. So, yes. Anyways, they also had pretty good matcha, fun fact. But their espresso also is pretty solid, and that's where I learned my skills. So, side skills. But I loved Fika, even though I told you I didn't work out the best where there. So, but Jimmy said, no, they closed. But again, I'm not surprised. The cool thing is, guys, they were a Swedish-based company, and I love that. One of my really good friends in Vermont here is Swedish and super nice people, and they all mean well. Just unfortunately, it didn't last. But, oh, they were so good. Okay, next coffee place, Jamie, or any kind of relative to beverage if you want to go there.
Oh, okay.
If you want. Sorry, you mentioned coffee. You don't have to jump there if you're not there right now.
Wherever you mean, I was going to say I love Cafe Grumpy. They make great, great coffees. Great staff as well. I would also recommend Irving Farm. Irving Farms is a very good coffee place.
Cute. Isn't that Jamie and Murray Hill, right? That's in Murray Hill, Irving Farm?
Irving Farm is, no, it's more, it's actually on Irving Place.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Downtown by Gramercy Park.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
And they have one on the Upper East Side and one on the Upper West Side. They used to have one in Grand Central, but they redid the whole food area in Grand Central. So I don't know if they're there anymore. I'm trying to think of other good food. You know what one of my favorite food places is that has great coffee is Lenwich. Guys,
you Lenwich love a Lenwich.
I love Lenwich. Guys, Lenwich makes the low-key the best iced coffee you will ever have is at Lenwich.
And cheaper, Jamie, I'm sure, too, than like some of the high-end, like fancy places, yeah. I mean, that go kind of more boutique style.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely one of my favorites. Ground Central is another favorite.
Blue Bottle Coffee, Jamie. It's pretty strong. But those big ice cubes are good in the summer. Because when we talked about before the food markets, guys, there's a place, Jamie, you told me and I have written down, but escaping my brain right now. The place, Jamie, Gotham Market, Jamie, and Near Hell's Kitchen, guys, where I used to live. They used to be really cute, like a few blocks away from where I lived. They had great, like a food hall in general. Jamie and I were saying, I forgot some of the other places they used to have in there. They used to have Jamie.
Ample Hills was in there.
Ample Hills, thank you. Yes, for ice cream. They used to have Jamie saying Blue Bottle was in there. That's where I first had it. So that's
why. Yeah, Blue Bottle's opened some more locations, actually. In some more touristy areas, I've noticed. So,
I mean, dude, people I'm sure like want to test it out. I feel like you hear about it a lot, like before, you know, like in the New York scene, it kind of like the name is around.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what. Oh, and La Cologne.
Oh, hello. Okay, rewind. So, Jamie, I feel like you.
Oh, man, draft lattes. I used to live on those.
Jamie, I live on them now because here's the thing, guys. Jamie, I feel like you told you before and you get pissed because you guys don't have them, I guess, at your local Trader Joe's.
Yeah, they don't have them at Trader Joe's.
Jamie, I think you've gone a couple times, right, to like the stores, La Cologne, or where they don't have any open.
Yeah, there used to be one by my office.
Yeah.
And actually, one of my favorite bagel places near my apartment, their iced coffee is La Cologne on tap. It's like their blackout coffee.
Yes. So. Oh my gosh. Well, guys, my Trader Joe's locally, I don't own it, obviously, but I'm saying the Trader Joe's I'm saying in Vermont that I go to and frequent very regularly. We have, guys, the La Cologne draft lattes, one with oat milk, one other kind that's like a triple shot, which is kind of intense. I've had it and I was totally fine, actually. So I don't do it for caffeine, but everyone's different. I like the taste of it, Jamie. And yeah, they're so smooth and creamy. Their draft lattes. They're so foamy and light.
Yeah. What's good is if you go to their stores, I think it's called a black and white, where it's half draft latte, half iced coffee. And if you mix it together, it's really good because you get like the bitterness of the coffee and then the sweetness of the draft latte.
Oh, I love that. And you know, like, dude, love that. Hello, I got black and white cookie remix. I made for my blend. Oh my God, so I love that. They're so good. I told you guys, I made my smoothie. I'm so good. Is there a bakery, Jenny, for that you like?
For a black and white cookie?
Yeah.
That is a good question. I don't get them a lot here in Manhattan. I get them a lot when I'm home.
Yeah.
Zaro's is known for their black and white cookies here in New York. But I don't get them very frequently. I do crave one once in a while, but I don't really get black and white cookies that much.
Sorry, I feel like it's very New York thing. The only reason why I asked you for that.
Yeah, it totally is. Yeah.
You don't they have a spot, like what we're talking about before, like I said, in the West Village, right on Bleecker kind of area, or like off of that area? Zaro's?
They might.
There's some other bakery there. It might not be Zaro's.
They also make really good iced coffee.
Maybe I'm mixing up, but some other movie, like miscellaneous brand that I can't think of.
You just made me think of a Big Gay Ice Cream.
We almost forgot. How many? Oh my God, my birthday was there one time. Jamie, I love Big Gay. I feel like you went there before I ever first tried it out in school. I never went there at FIT.
Their soft serve is delicious.
You guys, they have fun. Like, I feel like I got some like cool, like s'mores party situation ones. They have fun stuff, like really cool, creative. And I love the zany creativity involved. Oh, so cute.
And they're so fun. Like the nicest staff.
You guys.
There's always a line out the door. That's how good it is.
But I feel like, Jamie, it doesn't. I feel like I never felt like it felt like it's a long wait. Even when we've been there in the summer, I feel like it depends. You know what I mean?
No, they got their shit together.
Yes. Oh, you guys. Oh, Jamie, great shout out. I love Big Gay Ice Cream. Because also, yes, Jamie, they also have a location in the East Village. Maybe that's where I've been to before, too. Yes.
Yes. Okay, so and guys, you can buy their pints at grocery stores, too.
Dude, rewind. Like, what, probably only in New York City, in the state?
I think in New York you can. I think they sell to some major grocery stores, but they sell some pints in grocery stores.
Cool, Jay. I feel like I didn't see that at the places I went to when I was there. Yeah. I've seen it before. I know. I picture their packaging. You don't even right now in my brain.
Yeah.
Brand stuff like that, AMC stuff. But stop. I forgot about them, Jamie. Oh my God, for desserts, they're the best. Like we said, did I say Jamie before? Also, we didn't say this yet. Sorry if you were going to say something else. But again, guys, a Health Kitchen favorite love, Schmackeries, cookies.
Oh, wow. Jamie, I forgot about Schmackeries.
Did you ever go there? I used to go there when my family came. I used to go there a lot because, dude, Jamie, that used to be right next to, like I said, like such a strip of like everything, you know, restaurant row.
That was near where Nick Jonas's show was.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you're off Broadway.
Wow. I haven't been to Schmackeries in so long. Yeah. Really good cookies.
They're open late, you guys. That's the great thing, Jamie. As like I said, I've been there. I said so many times, like personal times, like I went through a lot of life waves. Maybe everyone knows in their 20s in New York City in general, but a great place.
I just thought of a Hell's Kitchen favorite that I didn't mention. Did you ever go to Ariba Ariba?
Yes, Jamie! Mexican
love
food.
Ariba Ariba.
Thank you, Jamie. Oh my God, these places are keeping my mind. Also, Jamie, wait, Jamie, another coffee shout out that you probably never tried, but is one of my absolute favorites, but also it was like more so I guess I would get more like the flavored combo stuff they did, which is bad sugar, but I'm saying also like I didn't have maybe their true coffee, Cave Coffee. In Hell's Kitchen?
I've heard of them, but I've never been there.
Okay, they also, Jimmy, I think, have a place beyond Hell's Kitchen. They have a place like in Chelsea. They kind of, I think, also moved recently, pre-pandemic and whatnot, shape-shifting. They're a small-owned company. Everyone's super cute and sweet, guys. Very artsy kind of vibe. I loved it. Felt very kind of like gay-friendly and happy and loving and just like very just like welcoming to anybody. And it's a great spot for working on, like, I would read magazines there sometimes and like kind of like get some job stuff done. Great things between jobs and also after college. Jamie, they always had, I feel like, really great. I think I would just get kind of like, I said, like some sort of mix of a, like a iced latte kind of flavored, like a flavored iced latte kind of vibe. Always very good, guys. Again, kind of expensive, Jamie, because it was kind of, you know, very independent owned coffee shop, but great flavors, guys, and great, great staff. And I used to go there all the time. Also, they had fun, like little mini baked goods every once in a while that were fun to test out. Because then, Jamie, I'd go to that little park area. I don't know if it even has a name. You know what I mean? Near that other, it was like a little circle kind of before you get to 8th Avenue.
Yeah.
I sit there. All the time, guys. Unemployment life. How many Instagram pictures that I have posted of Juice Jen Jamie smoothie bowls. I'm not kidding. Acai bowls with a Cave beverage. Like, dude, such a vibe.
Oh, man.
Cave is great. I want to give them a shout out because they're cute, Jamie, too. And like I said, I'm not sure where their current status is, but follow them on Instagram, too. Like, they're super awesome. I love Cave. A friend of a friend recommended to me, and it's, like, definitely a fave.
Yeah.
So I like that.
I don't know if we want to, like, wrap it up with some last places. I have some bars I have two bars I wanted to mention that are pretty fun.
Oh, cute. Yes, Jamie.
So guys, there's a bar on the Lower East Side that my cousin introduced me to called Bar 169. It's a dive bar, but they make the most amazing dumplings. They get dumplings because they're kind of on the border of Chinatown.
Yeah.
They make dumplings there and other foods, but it's the best place to get cheap beer and dumplings. It is so good. I've had some really fun nights there. I thought I would hate it. I remember the first time I went there, I was like, I told my cousin, I was like, where the hell did you bring me? Like, where am I? But It's really fun. And also I got to mention Flaming Saddles in Hell's Kitchen. I had some really fun nights there in college. They also have one in Los Angeles, but Coyote Ugly is kind of based off of this. I think it's kind of based off of, oh no. Coyote Ugly was based off of that, I think, of a different bar, but it's a gay bar.
Oh, okay.
Bartenders dance on the bar. They used to have a great 2-for-1 special if you went. So that's what my friends and I used to do. And it was really fun. And there was this really lovely, adorable bartender named Nathan. And he was like the cutest. And he was always just really nice to my friends and I whenever we would go. So I just had to mention theirs. And I have like 2 Upper West Side places I want to mention.
So yeah, go you. I had stuff that was like not food, but we're not getting into that. So I'm not going to dabble in that.
I feel like this turned into a food episode, to be honest. I know.
I'm sorry. I have like half of like fitness.
We can do a part 2.
Yeah. Jamie, I have like a separate one that could be like fitness / like just like sights to see or like things to do. You know what I mean? Like, so we'll do that next time. Okay.
Part 2.
Sorry. Continue.
Gotta mention Zabar's, guys. Gotta mention Zabar's. It is the legendary Upper West Side Jewish food market. Well, it's sort of Jewish. It's not, I think they're Jewish owned. My mom lived on the Upper West Side, as you guys heard in our last episode. So she used to go there all the time and get her cheeses. And then my dad, he liked the way they slice lox. There's a certain way you have to slice lox to make it like paper thin. And I think there's like 2 guys that have been doing it there like forever. My dad said his favorite thing was to go and watch the lox being sliced. They also make amazing coffee, but on the second floor, if you need like the weirdest kitchen gadget, they have it. They have like the weirdest things for your kitchen that you could ever think of or ever want. And it's just been there for a long time. And then Fairway, I know Fairway is like kind of in other places in Manhattan, but Fairway started on the Upper West Side. It's one of the first food stores that had stuff if you had like special allergies or food insensitivities. They also carry international food, and they were one of like the first grocery stores to do that, I think, in the city and even on Long Island. Unfortunately, we don't really have them on Long Island anymore. They closed. But I just wanted to mention that.
Jamie, made me think of so many other places where I'm like, oh, I'm like mourning the city right now. Also, because I know it's changed right now. It's just like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I can't. Okay. Also, Jamie, yeah. Think about, I love that you have like great shout outs, guys. A couple things. Not like for food, but I guess you want to give a bar shout out. I'll give some credit to Penny Farthing.
Oh, Penny's.
Jamie, yeah, Penny's. I'll give Penny's credit only because, guys, you can eat there. People would eat there a lot. Jamie, maybe I ate there once. I don't remember.
Yeah, they do brunch there.
I know, but I feel like maybe like, did I get light bites? Maybe before with Sam and Jill. I don't know, but you guys, I'm just going to say, I'm not a drinker, but let me just tell you, they're one of the spots where back in the day, and this is back in the day, meaning like 2015, 2016 kind of vibe, you guys, they always had music playing and they had an abstract dance floor, and like the most attractive men go there who were in our age range then. Now we're in a different kind of zone of life, but like they were all kind of like, we're either like fresh college babies or like some of them are kind of like in college still who like came for the summer, and you're like, okay, what the heck? Anyways, interesting humans exist there. I had been there a handful of times until the bar closed. So, yeah, good stuff there. And they actually have a downstairs, too. Fun fact, the downstairs is nothing really worth talking about. But, like, it's, like, a secret kind of, like, low-key quiet area. Have you ever been to the downstairs area, Jimmy, at Penny's?
I only went there, like, with you.
Dude, like I said, I don't know anyone's name that works. Like I said, I was never in cahoots that way. But like I said, I mean, it is the kind of place where, guys, I'm not a supermodel at all, but it was so funny how I walk in with certain friends, and, like, I'm not exaggerating. You just, like, see, like, because there'd be a lot of men there. So, like, also a lot of women would go there. It's kind of like, not like a sex pool. That sounds so wrong. But it's kind of like very much like, oh, you want some eye candy? Like, you're going to find someone who, like, someone's attracted to. So, I don't know. It's like a vibe about it. And someone, I swear, walked in. Me and some friend I was in, like, were offered drinks before we even, like, got in the door. And I'm not even kidding. And I'm like, I'll take it. I don't care. It's just, like, not the drink, but I'll take the compliment. Like, I'm like, and there was one guy there one time who kept following me around 6 times. Like, are you still single? Like, no, I have a boyfriend. And, like, I don't. But, like, I was just saying that. He kept asking me. And I'm like, no, he asked me 3 times. So credit to him for keep going for it. But fun humans there, good music, good time. Also, Jamie, I guess another shout out. I don't know, it's a cute little food place, kind of like you mentioned. There was a sandwich shop right around the corner you from where I was at Crane, like in the 40s, maybe it was like 39th Street or so. Like, Jimmy, kind of like in your zone of life where you've been, but it's like a little, it's like, what's it called? I think it's like a market, grocery shopping market, but they have a great deli and the best sandwiches. Amish Market. Thank you. Yes, Jimmy, they have a location, guys, in, I think you mean like Midtown West kind of thing.
Yes.
Midtown East.
Yes.
You guys, Amish Market Jamie is great because A, I have gotten some groceries there before, but also B, their deli guys, you get a big sandwich and you get a good price and it's fresh. I mean, they have a lot of good boar's head meat and like, you guys, big fan, Jamie, big fan. Oh, thank you for helping me with that. Yes, Amish Market. You guys, a lot of, I feel like a lot of the stage of my favorite spots are kind of like little markets like that. You know what I mean? Kind of little, like you go inside, maybe it's like for grocery shopping, but you can also get great sandwiches there, dinner there, lunch.
Yeah.
Or you go somewhere else and it's kind of like a little food hall. Big fan of those places. Oh, yeah. such a good thing. You guys, this is our food episode. It was an accidental food episode, but we're gonna section off our New York City favorites, yeah, if you're cool with that, because clearly, guys, if you've been to New York before or you've always wanted to, there's a lot of food and a lot of beverage to consume.
It is a food city.
Especially even because you're walking around too. And I think, guys, food, I mean, even before COVID, like, it's a very social thing, right, in general in the world, but especially in New York, because what else you do besides work all the time and try to, like, pay your bills and, like, maintain sanity and ride the subway is you feed yourself or you get drinks with friends, you know what I mean, or kind of, like, fun stuff. Those were so good. Oh, my God.
Very true.
Jamie's so good. Oh, I love the shout-outs. Hopefully, guys, we gave a good variety. Like I said, we're going to go to our favorites now. But, yeah, those were our top New York City food spots. And I think I told you, yeah, we tried to cover, like I said, guys. I mean, Jamie and I both never lived in Brooklyn. I've been to some cute spots in Brooklyn, like, with friends and that kind of thing. Jamie has a little bit, too. But one of really good friends of mine, Jamie also is friends with. She lives in Brooklyn. And a couple other friends who were there early on in school that I kind of popped into. But, obviously, I know a lot of great spots in Astoria that I forgot to mention. But so many great, guys, food spots in Astoria. Again, they may have changed, but it was perfect while living there to consume food. And I had good friends who knew food spots, because I was like, I'll just go where there's edible food. Like, I'm down, I'm hungry.
So, yeah.
And what are some of your favorites, Jamie, this week?
All right. Well, I do have a food place, actually. That's my favorite. So I was telling Krista about this place a few weeks ago. If you guys know the famous Angelina Paris Bakery, they opened in New York City. I think it's their first US location. They opened right by Bryant Park. And I wanted to mention them because they make delicious hot chocolate. That's what they're known for. And they're known for some other desserts there too. But I decided to go walk over and try it. It's expensive, but it's really good. It reminds me of City Bakery hot chocolate, but it's not as intense in the sweetness. It's the perfect mix of like bitter and sweet, but I wanted to recommend that. So if you go to Bryant Park at any point, it's a good place to go and get some hot chocolates. I then have another food favorite. It's a company called Canyon Bakehouse, and they're known for their gluten-free stuff. I tried their regular gluten-free bread, and it's the closest thing to real bread that I've actually found. You can get it at Whole Foods. It's also not frozen or refrigerated, which I thought is really good. I hate that most of the gluten-free stuff is frozen. It's just annoying to have to like carry back home, keep in your freezer. So I tried it. Their bagels came up too as being like some of the best gluten-free bagels. So I have to try those, but I just wanted to mention them. I really enjoyed their bread. And then I have a work from home favorite, and then I have Netflix recommendations again.
Nice.
So a work from home favorite that I'm actually using it right now. So guys, if you work from home and if you have a lot of people in your house, but you work close enough to your internet modem, get an Ethernet cord and then get yourself a USB Ethernet port for your computer. You can get them on Amazon. The one we'll link below, I think, is only $10, $11 that I got off of Amazon. And as soon as you plug it into your computer, it works. And this way you're not using a ton of Wi-Fi, especially if other people in your house are using Wi-Fi. And it just makes your internet work a lot quicker. Like usually when I'm using my computer, I'm also on my phone. And I got my Roku going, which uses my Wi-Fi. So I just found this is like a really good alternative to get like high speed internet essentially without having to worry about your Wi-Fi usage, especially if like your internet bill depends on how much Wi-Fi you use. So, and it's great if you're working from home or maybe if you have kids, this is great for their online learning too, if they sit right in an office near your internet modem.
That's so helpful, Jamie.
Yeah. And then my Netflix recommendations are I thought these were really funny shows. The first one is a comedy special by the Australian comedian Reese Nicholson. I've never laughed so hard during a comedy special. This guy was amazing. He's our age, Krista.
Really?
And he was hilarious. This was like one of the best comedy specials I've ever watched. I can't recommend it enough. I was laughing my ass off at like 10 o'clock at night. So good.
Wait, stop. Future husband, Jamie, for you. Like, hello. Like,
oh, no, he's gay.
Oh, sorry.
And he's engaged.
Of course, they're always, we know that too, but it's like,
it was so good.
Guys, comedy is so good. And like also being funny is like the biggest thing about anyone you have in your life, that they need to have a good sense of humor.
Right.
Oh, that's so fun, Jamie.
And then if you're like me and you love Housewives, The Secret Lives of Bollywood Wives.
Wait, I'm intrigued. Oh my gosh, the thing? Is that on Bravo, Jamie?
No, it's on Netflix. It's on
Netflix. Sorry, Netflix.
This show is like, it's kind of like The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but they're all wives of Bollywood stars, and some of them are Bollywood stars themselves. Number one, these women are stunning. Their children are stunning. Like, they have adult children. Oh my God. Also, if there's a famous Bollywood star he's a guy and I can't think of him. His wife is like in part of the show. David Letterman did a special with him on Netflix as well, but he's mentioned in here. It's really interesting because it shows different culture, but also, you know, these women have actually had like very successful careers in the industry, and it's just interesting to see how they got there. Some of them don't act anymore. They've gone on to other things. But it's also just one of those really ridiculous reality shows. So those are my favorites for this.
That's so cool, Jamie. Well, I mean, to me, it may have been maybe someone involved with Slumdog Millionaire helped with the choreography. They had like some Bollywood scenes in there. That's what you're seeing. Cause I feel like, I don't know that a ton, but I feel like I've also seen some other things about Bollywood.
Hold on.
Ring a bell in your brain.
oh my God, what is his name? He's like a super, super, super famous Bollywood star.
I think Bollywood basically, you're right. It's like a big deal in India, kind of like a Hollywood in India.
Oh, okay. Shah Rukh Khan, that's who it is.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Shah Rukh Khan, they all know him. They all know him in the episode. He's in the last episode, and so is his wife. His wife was not on the show full time, but she's mentioned. That is who they all are involved with. Yes.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, I love that. Okay. Well, Jamie always has entertainment stuff for you guys. I have more health and beauty and a little bit of home-ish things, kind of scratch. Okay, whatever. We'll see. Honey Road Donuts. You guys, those who are living in Burlington, Vermont right now, or those who are in the area of Burlington in Vermont, it's a restaurant, guys. They actually have Mediterranean mezze. It's kind of like, I think mezze, how do they pronounce that?
Mezze.
Mezze? Oh, really? Mezze? Okay. The M-E-Z-Z-E, Jamie, is mezze? Okay, sorry. Mediterranean mezze kind of restaurant, guys. I've gotten the food before. It's very good. But also, friends, they have started, I think, a little bit ago. They do donuts on the weekends. You can pre-order them on Thursday and get them on the weekends. As Jamie knows, I ordered them twice the last 2 weekends in a row. Don't want to create a habit of it because my body doesn't want to eat too much sugar. It's like too much. But they make amazing donuts, you guys. They are so good. They're like specialty donuts, meaning there was like the kind I had yesterday. It was like a Turkish cream, Boston cream donut. Like, it's all kind of unique, different ingredients. And they even have homemade sprinkles on their raspberry rose sprinkle donut. Like, super cool, guys. Very innovative. And it's really fun. It's a little bit pricier, but it's a great guy's thing to kind of support a small business and they're local. And also, you know, treat yourself, have some fun little. They look forward to on the weekends, kind of right now during these abstract times of the new year. So I wanted to give a shout out to them. Name's Honey Road Restaurant. Also, Jamie, so guys, I will never have thick brows like Jamie. I just have light hair in general. However, there's a product that I've been using lately, which I think just kind of like game changed my life a little bit. It's called RevitaBrow. I mentioned Jamie before. It's something, guys, is a little bit expensive. I was like kind of sitting on the idea of buying it from local makeup and skincare boutique called Mirror Mirror here. It's like a small little wand, guys, like a clear little application you put on your eyebrows every day. It's like a clear kind of brow gel. It just helps basically, guys, revitalize the hair growth. That way your hair, like, I feel like I have half of an eyebrow sometimes because I have such light hair. Sometimes I've had like some breakouts in my eyebrows, so I've had to kind of deal with that. And RevitaBrow has been beautiful. So it's definitely an investment, guys, but I got a specialty holiday pack. Actually, they had a good deal around Christmas, and it was so worth it. So I'm very excited about it. That little bit of just like trying to balance left and right, mine like never match, so they're always like distant cousins and never like siblings, so we're working on them. But very excited about that. I wanted to share a fun little beauty tip, and especially with the mask, guys, now obviously people only see about half of your face, so it's great to have like beyond just your eyes, your eyebrows kind of like under control ish and I want to go shout out, guys, to Vital Proteins. I know I mentioned before Vital Proteins, but they have an immune support watermelon blueberry. Jamie says sounds gross, but I said, guys, it's so good. Watermelon, it kind of tastes like watermelon juice to me, but it's great, guys, because not only does it have a lot of immune nutrients in it, like vitamin C and things to kind of just like help your body replenish after a workout. It's great for electrolytes. It has a lot of other specific things, like I think it's like thiamine and a couple of different minerals in it, which are so prime, guys, after you've worked out. I specifically drink this every time, like before and after my 305 class on Fridays, and I love it so much. And like I said, the blueberry, watermelon blueberry is a great new flavor. Want to give a shout out to Vital Proteins. And they usually have oftentimes coupons too, so I love that. But they're also just a great brand in general. And they have collagen in it, the products as well. So they're kind of really known for. They have great, great health goods, you guys. Also, a little skincare thing. I have one other thing after this. It's purchased from Heyday, actually, that I got, I think, part of Christmas. I got from Santa kind of thing. Like I put on my wish list a while ago. They have, guys, this is a brand that I haven't used before, but it's called Eminence Organic Skincare. I don't think I mentioned it before on the pod. You heard of it before, Jamie?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Eminence. I've never used them before until this product, but it's a gentle cleanser, and I like it a lot, guys, because it's a clear skin probiotic cleanser. You guys know, I love when, like I mentioned before previously, a conditioner with biotin in it. Like, I love that a cleanser has, you know, things that help with gut health, guys. Probiotics and prebiotics are really great for your gut, and your skin and your gut are literally attached, like, what you eat to how your brain is, like your brain to your face, and it affects skin and so many things. So it's a great cleanser, very simple. It's a good size bottle too. And like I literally need one pump and it lasts forever, which is great. And so I purchased that from Heyday Skincare, also a great facial spot Jamie and I love in New York City. So wanted to mention that too. And the last little shout out, guys, is this actually happens to be Jamie and also a Brooklyn-based location thing, which is funny, but there's a company called The Sill, like S-I-L-L, and they have actually a plant shop, guys, in Brooklyn. I actually always thought they were LA-based, fun fact, my own blooper. I just have always kind of like shopped them online, kind of just like browsing, social media, fun. They have beautiful, guys, plants that they sell, and actually this past week I attended a webinar with them. They do a lot of fun events. This one happened to be free. Some of them I think they charge for. I want to give a shout out to them because, A, they have great plants to purchase. I purchased their a plant for my other friend's 30th birthdays. It's beautiful. Great quality stuff, guys. Also, they're local, which is awesome to support them. And their whole staff is phenomenal. And the fact that in addition to that, I also have purchased a t-shirt that says plants make people happy. And I love it because it's a very soft cotton tee. It's just a great kind of like wear around the house, wear out and about in life with jeans kind of top and from The Sill. So again, great for kind of plant tools and plant needs. But I just have a lot of indoor plants, you guys, in my house. I don't do a lot of outdoor gardening and they have great products for that. So I wanted to give a shout out to them. And that's the end of my products.
That's it.
Today. Some of those guys, some kind of New York shout outs unintentionally, but that worked out that way. So yes, friends, like we said, that was our New York food centered episode. We will do definitely, Jamie, I think for sure we can do, like I said, just like a spots or things to do and see kind of thing in New York, you know.
Too, of other non-food related.
Yeah, like I said, oh my gosh, like health and beauty stuff. Like, oh my gosh, so many mentions, so fun. Or something even just like I know about, never gone to, but I know of through people and stuff. And also fitness spots too. Oh my gosh, so many shout outs there. I love that, guys. As usual, follow us please at omg.pod on Instagram. New episodes get released every Tuesday morning.
Yep. Follow us on the socials. Like us. DM us.
Comment.
Give us a 5-star rating.
Jamie, we'll do some more. We'll do some more of those fun little shares on Instagram stories too, guys, coming up. So stay posted on that. I can always do a little I can save guys a little highlight to them so you can kind of look back on that too. I should do that soon. So keep an eye out, guys, again on our social media for that. Until next time, I'm Krista.
I'm Jamie. See you next time.